You are listening to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. This is Scripture Saturday, a time when we pause and reflect on the scriptures we have read throughout the week. If you missed any of our devotionals on these passages, you can find them on our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.org, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, we invite you to listen and receive grace. Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Proverbs 15, verse 18, from the New Revised Standard Version. Those who are hot-tempered stir up strife, but those who are slow to anger calm contention.
Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
Today's scripture is Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, in the New International Version. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 27. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered. No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony, you shall not defraud, honor your father and mother. Teacher, he declared, all these have I kept since I was a boy. Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said, go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.org. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger, we'll find in you most generous friends.